Russia has for the first time acknowledged that a terrorist attack probably brought down the Russian aeroplane over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. International investigators say it is most likely a bomb exploded on board the Metrojet plane, killing all 224 people on board. Since that plane went down 11 days ago, ISIS militants in Sinai have, Islamic militants rather, in Sinai have four times claimed responsibility for the attack. Max Abrams is a leading expert on insurgency, terrorism and counterterrorism strategy. He's assistant professor of political science at Northeastern University in Boston and a senior fellow at the Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. Max, good morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hey.
Max, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Max. Max, Islamic militants in Sinai have claimed responsibility for this terror attack. In fact, they've done that four times now. But if we are talking Islamic militants and we're talking people who are claiming a link to ISIS, who are the likely candidates? Who are the prime suspects for this incident?
Sure. Well, I mean, the most likely theory so far is that this was indeed a terrorist attack. We still don't know that with any real certainty. In particular, I'm waiting for more information about the forensics of the plane debris. I want to know, for example, whether bomb residue has been found. It may have already been found, but we still don't know. You're quite right that the ISIS affiliate in the Sinai has claimed credit for the attack. But the fact that the group has claimed credit for the attack actually isn't strong evidence that the group is behind it. This is a group that has previously claimed credit for other attacks, for example, even against Russians, that turned out not to actually be substantiated. There was an attack in the Caucasus, for example. This is a group that basically claims credit for everything.
Right.
But I do think that given the widespread perception among officials in the UK, US, Israel, etc., that this is terrorism and that it was probably a bomb put on board the plane from the Sharm el Sheikh airport, then the most obvious candidate for having done it is the ISIS affiliate in the Sinai. But we'll have to see for sure.
So tell us more about this group and tell us if they're the only likely group.
Sure. Well, I mean, Islamic State is very diffuse. It's based, of course, largely in Syria and Iraq, but it has affiliates in, you know, about 10 different countries, from, you know, the Sinai in Egypt to Yemen to Afghanistan to Nigeria, all over the place, really. Many of these affiliates are mostly concerned with local issues. And that certainly has been the dominant understanding of ISIS in the Sinai. This is a group that historically has directed its attacks against Egyptian security forces. And so if it does turn out to be ISIS in the Sinai attacking not Egyptian security forces, but a commercial Russian airliner, then that indeed would be a pretty big departure from its typical target selection.
Is it also a sort of a step up in, I don't mean to say this lightly when I say, you know, league of operation. Is this a bigger operation than they've attempted? And does it suggest that they are more sophisticated than we'd previously thought?
Well, there has been an understanding that this group is relatively sophisticated, that in particular, it has carried out attacks previously, which required the cooperation of insiders to take out high-level members within the Egyptian government establishment. And so, in a sense, this would be a continuation of that trend. But I agree with you. It is qualitatively different in terms of the magnitude, in terms of the impact. In today's day and age, post 9/11 to bring down an airplane. And so, you know, airports, even at a Sharm el Sheikh, are hardened targets. And so this would demonstrate a level of capability from the group that we haven't seen before.
Though, as the British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond has said overnight, you don't really need a sophisticated capability. This is a quote, to get a small bomb, and that's all you need to bring down an aircraft, a small bomb with a straightforward timer. There are many people who can do that. The issue is about getting it airside in an airport that isn't secure. So, I guess that puts it in perspective. Just finally, Max, this group, as you say, the Sinai-based group, it's declared itself an affiliation with ISIS, but so it's really got grievances against the local alongside the local population, against Egyptian state. Is this a pointer that ISIS is moving beyond its stated aim of a caliphate, and therefore it's conducting of wars in Syria and Iraq, or is it not that? Should we not be motivated to think this is an extension?
I think that this attack signals a change in capability from this affiliate, but it doesn't, in my mind, signal a tremendous change in intent, especially when you look at Islamic State more generally. Although it's true that many prominent terrorism experts, including, say, the National Counterterrorism Center in the United States, has tended to emphasize Islamic State's regional ambitions, the idea that this group is mainly intent on establishing a caliphate, I never actually thought that that was the case. I always viewed this group as really the foremost international terrorist threat. And how could it not be, given the fact that its membership is comprised of citizens from over 100 different countries?
Max Abrams, thank you very much for joining us. Max Abrams, who was joining us there from Skype, so apologies for those dropouts. He's a leading expert on insurgency terrorism and counterterrorism strategy and assistant professor of political science at Northeastern University in Boston.